The month of June is high wedding season, and with the exception of the bride, the most beautiful part of a wedding may be the cake. Weekend Edition essayist Bonnie Wolf finds that today you can have your cake and eat it, too.
Times have changed. 30 years ago, I was married under the birch tree in my parents' backyard. The dog sat next to the rabbi, I wore the requisite Mexican lace wedding dress, and we served a simple white layer cake with fresh flowers on top. I don't remember discussing the cake. It just came with the rest of the food. I knew things were different when a friend told me she went to a wedding where the cake cost $10,000. Yes, you heard right. It seems Americans now spend about $4 billion a year on wedding cakes. Don't panic. You can certainly find a great baker at a reasonable price. You don't even have to have a cake. I've heard about cakeless weddings with home-baked pies or a tower of ice cream sandwiches. Cupcake pyramids are very trendy. Many bridal couples are older and richer than their parents were when they got married. They have more sophisticated tastes and palates than earlier generations of brides and grooms. And if you read the foot-thick bridal magazines that are now part of the gigantic wedding industry, you'll see designer wedding cakes that look more like works of art than dessert. They can be both. Sylvia Weinstock, who has been called the Leonardo da Vinci of New York City cakes, 20 years ago had the revolutionary idea of making wedding cakes that not only looked beautiful, but tasted good. Suddenly, the wedding cake was a food, not just a photo op. Weinstock is known for her botanically correct sugar flowers. One of her cakes drips with lilies of the valley that look so real, you can almost smell their fragrance. There are custom cakes that look like a stack of gift-wrapped presents from Tiffany's, or like Wedgwood china, sets of Vuitton luggage, baskets of flowers, or crates of wine. Sometimes the bride wants the cake to match her dress, so you get icing that looks like dotted Swiss or Victorian lace. In place of the plastic bride and groom, there are spun sugar ribbons or marzipan fruit. You can have one yellow layer and one chocolate layer. They can be separated by different fillings in flavors like passion fruit or blood orange. Some cakes are hand-painted. Others look like stained glass. You can have anything you want, as long as you can pay for it. I don't know what I'd do if I were getting married now. I might not wear the Mexican lace wedding dress, but I would certainly have an opinion on the cake.
Bonnie Wolf is a frequent contributor to our program.